And him went, then he just, we tell he took me up to his mother's house to live. And that was the worst night I ever spent in my life. I thought his sister was going to give us a little party. And I thought, well, they're having a party, but I got to go to his house to go to bed now. And I don't want to go be in the bed with him when his mama come home. I don't know how I felt that way. I was his wife.
How old were you then?
I was 17 years old. And you know, I ought to have been in school, like mama told me. But I thought I wanted to be married. And that mess.
Thought you was in love.
Thought, yeah, that's what I started saying. Yeah. Well, then and that's the way that happened. So my father married, and we was married for 50 years. And he passed away 10 years ago. And so it's nobody but me and my son now.
You just had the one child.
Oh, I had two children. I had a little baby. Just, he had been 2 years older than he is. Because the baby just lived, I guess I was so young. He said, you ought to go back home and have the baby. I said, go back home and have the baby. He said, I don't know how mama works and your mama ain't working. She'll be at home a lot and she can help you with the baby. And we were thinking the little baby, you know, was going to live. We didn't know that it wasn't going to live. We were just young. When young people are young, you don't know how to make decisions. I didn't. And I didn't know. But I know the one I didn't want to make. I didn't want to go back to Marietta. So that was that one. And the little baby just lived 1 week. He was born before time. And we went, she and mother had a midwife. You ever heard of a midwife? Well, now midwives make good money. They're really qualified. And I think they have to go to have get a plume or something to be one now. But back them days, you could just go and cut the navel and go on back home. That's what the lady down below us was a friend of my mama, and that's what she done for my baby. And I wonder if that's what called the little thing to die. But it was, if he was born before time, if he'd been in the hospital now, he would have lived. But see, then I didn't go to no doctor, no nothing. But when I got pregnant with my son 2 years later, I went to Grady's and kept going every week, and he was born all right.
So you were going getting regular checkups at Grady every week?
Yeah, every week. But when the little girl was born, I wasn't getting no checkups. And don't you guess that had a lot to do with it coming on earlier? Uh-huh. You don't know, though. You ain't a doctor. You ain't a doctor. Me asking you questions like that.
Well, I think
those
checkups.
So did you have a regular doctor right here in Roswell that you went to, or you just had to go to Grade?
Well, we see, back then we didn't have no doctor here, but Dr. Izzard. And he just give you medicine for colds. It wasn't no regular doctor. Well, I tell you, back in them days, y'all, it might be funny to y'all because y'all been always used to going to a regular have a doctor. But after later on in life, we had found a family doctor, Dr. Eubanks, and we went to him for 30 years, the whole family. He doctored on us, the whole family. But that was later on in life, you know. But when we first got out having doctors, this is Dr. Izzard, he come, and when my baby was a little fella, we had a Dr. Lyon here, and I never forget, he was sick one night, and he had running such a high fever, and I didn't know what to do with him, and I took him to Dr. Lyon. He believed in some kind of teething powder. That's all he had to cure children with. And but I tell you, he gave him a dose of that stuff and told me to take him home and put him in the coldest pan of water that I could put him in. Did you know whatever that showed it break his fever? Doctor, back you when we come along, wasn't no doctors to say take you to and go to and things like that.